Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Well, I must confess, yesterday when word came down that we had a new pope, they elected a new pope, and he was an American, I did have just a second of, oh my God, did Junior get elected pope? Maybe he knew something all along. And of course, that was stupid because you're the fakest Catholic to ever live.
That's not true.
Oh, man.
You are not true.
You were once a Catholic. I do not recognize you as one now.
I still consider myself a Catholic because I was baptized a Catholic and I haven't changed religions. I went to Catholic Mass every day because I grew up going to Catholic schools.
Right.
All the way through high school. And most of those schools we went, you know, to Mass, if not daily, weekly. On weekends, being an altar boy, sometimes I would serve four or five Masses. I bet I've been to church. I don't know about you because you were a preacher's kid, but I bet I've been to church more than most people in my
life. More than the new pope?
More than most people.
And that's
a lot of people are saying.
And that's what everybody's talking
people.
About.
No, not more than the new pope. Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Yeah, people say a lot of things.
Well, did you do anything to celebrate this?
No.
Or to, okay.
No, I thought it was really cool, though. I mean, I watched a lot of this coverage and read a lot about the new pope.
Mm-hmm.
From Chicago.
When he came out on the balcony and said, hey, can you believe it? From America, hey!
No, he's got a Chicago accent.
Not on the hard line yesterday. I heard a different pope. But of course, that was
quit polluting their show with this
that
voice.
That was the ghost of John Paul II, who was on their show, technically, who was real super casual talking with the hard line and even liked some of Corby's blue humor. And
is he the first pope to be a White Sox fan?
Yes.
He knows all about pain and suffering.
Hello.
I like it.
Jeez.
He's also got to be the first pope that went to Villanova.
Yeah.
Just like Jalen Brunson.
Okay. And aren't you like me? The more you read about this guy and everything, it just seems so unstable. You can't have a pope from America.
Why not?
Because
he spent a lot of time in Peru.
Being a pope should be ancient and otherworldly and everything. It just, you can't read about this guy, I don't know, you know, hitting a Starbucks on the way home from Villanova, and it just seems weird.
It
is
a little weird.
It's mixing too many commonplace things with the very high, lofty office of St. Peter's.
Times are changing.
Yeah, but wouldn't it freak you out if Jesus was real American?
Like a real American hero?
No, just that Jesus, you know, was
like the hot dog roller
cruising around in his Tiguan, you know, with his Ray-Bans on, holding his cup of pumpkin spice latte, trying to get to the apostles' meeting.
Yes, what? I have you on speakerphone.
Gosh. Yeah, I guess.
No, I'm taking tollway. I'm taking tollway. What? I cannot hear you. This is crazy. She said that. Oh my God!
Another funny sports joke. Annie Agger, who is the NFL humorist, you see hers?
Oh, yeah.
That Chicago produced a pope before a quarterback who throws for 4,000 yards.
That's a good line.
That is genius.
Good line.
She's funny. She is funny.
Sports humorist. I thought Craig said that women can't be funny.
I've never said that.
What did you say?
I've never said anything like that.
Oh, whatever. Yes, you did. We
had
that debate on the air many times.
I said I think men comedians are a lot funnier.
I'm not talking about this.
But, I don't know that that's what the argument
but I don't,
was.
I don't say that female comedians can't be funny. I have
you
seen,
said the only funny one was Janine Garofalo once.
That's not true. Oh, yeah, she was funny. I
the
liked
skateboard
her.
Skateboard joke.
Yes.
But not all that long ago, I watched Ali Wong's stand-up special. Great. Loved it.
So you found two funny women.
Great.
I'm just saying it's a little,
yes.
Unbalanced.
Huh.
I don't think you guys could name nearly as many funny stand-up women as you
well,
could
I'd start
stand-up
with Tina Fey. Hilarious.
Not a stand-up. He's got a carve-out with the stand-up thing.
Oh, stand-up.
Yeah.
So how many do you guys think are just rip-roaring funny?
I don't think I could name 10 stand-ups total.
Oh, come on.
I really don't know today's current stand-ups.
I'm just talking all time.
Emma Morris. She's an Austin comedian. Really funny.
There you go.
That's one.
Elaine Boozler.
Okay.
I never thought she was that great.
See? Here he goes. Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. Funny.
Yeah.
Ellen's funny.
Whitney Cummings.
Keep going.
See? Chelsea Handler.
Keep going.
Amy Schumer.
Funny. She's made me laugh a lot.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about, I was thinking Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler. I guess she's not a stand-up. Has she done stand-up?
Surely, right?
Improv stuff. Anyway, we're talking about the Pope. How are we talking?
Female comedians.
How did we get off on that? Or not get off on that, but just how did we start talking about that? Okay, fans out of control. Did you see the story where a Shedeur Sanders fan has sued the NFL for $100 million?
Yeah, I didn't see that, Friday but I did not read it because I thought it was the shooting? Dumbest thing I'd ever heard of.
Oh, is that in today's scatter shooting?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, stay tuned.
That's like an hour from now.
Oh, I'm teasing, but I'm not teasing.
No, I cannot do the story.
No.
I want to tease ahead to scatter shooting.
Gordon.
So listen to scatter shooting for the details on this, because this is a wild story.
And I'm cramping.
And Junior is cramping for some reason. And then one other detail on the Pope. I almost condensed that to dope. Detail on the Pope. Harry Styles, big Harry Styles, was in St. Peter's Square, and someone spotted him. He was just standing there with all the throngs of people waiting for the Pope to come out and speak.
Oh.
What's That's he wild. Doing there?
I don't know. Maybe he's touring right now.
He was wearing a gray cap inscribed, "Techno is my boyfriend," along with black sunglasses. And he was trying to keep a low profile, but people spotted him, started taking pictures of him, and so on. He's really following the Pope news very closely.
So he's a big Catholic.
I guess someone else here says they thought he was Jewish. But anyway, he's so there was some famous people out there, and the Pope recognized him from the balcony.
Look at that! Is that the watermelon sugar singer? Seeing Harry Styles down there. Look at this! Jesus, this is awesome.
Wait, don't roll your eyes. Why do you roll your eyes when the Pope speaks?
Because he's been speaking so much lately.
Yes, what?
I'm not trying to piss you off.
And that's a problem?
He's got to have like a Mike Ditka accent now.
Yeah.
He's from Chicago.
Yeah, but he spent so much time in Peru that he sounds like he's...
Da Pope.
Oh, okay. Yeah, something like that.
So at 8:40 today, I think George has a number.
Don't get me going on accents, no.
After yesterday's massacre?
No.
It was fine. People loved it. People forgave us, eventually.
They just watched us wipe out. That's the only reason why they liked it.
That was the Pope's first act as new Pope. That was Leo's first act, was forgiving us for the great accent massacre of 2025.
I did hear from more people about yesterday's 8:40 bit than I have maybe ever.
Yes,
people
what did they say?
It.
They love it today.
People
it's
like car
say.
Crashes.
They loved do. It, yes, because it was a car crash.
I had a cousin that died in a car crash, George, so I wouldn't say people love car crashes. So if you could revise that, I think that would make me feel
you know
a little
what?
Bit better.
Maybe
feel
don't seen. Worry. I never heard. Worry about offending you.
It would make
with
me feel.
Anything I say.
I want you to recognize my lived
to you,
truth.
Gordon.
So,
okay.
All right. The end.